and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 30th day of March 2005 for the next 2 hours. Dead air. Got my producer looking. On today's program, I'm going to have Jerry Gudetti on for the first hour. We're going to be talking about the avian influenza that is predicted to be a big pandemic here. And it's strange to me why we're talking about this in the springtime, but, well, as I dig around, there were alerts going out back in 95, 96, 97, 98. It's now spreading around. Who would ever thunk that you could get flu from a bird? And, of course, a lot of these backward countries, or how should I say emerging countries, well, they just don't have the health and sanitation that we have, so it's very easy for something as, should we say, innocuous as bird flu. Yeah, it is kind of dangerous, but it gets to pandemic proportions real fast because they can't detect it. They don't have the sophisticated ways of detecting diseases that we do in this country. So we'll talk to Jerry Gudetti about that from the Arc Institute. And I've wanted to cover the subject. Folks, the people who listen to this network understand. And there is a high degree of burnout. How much bad news can people handle? Well, if it's bad news that may affect you immediately, then it's worth listening to. But save faith. Have hope. We will slug our way through this thing. Folks, we have for thousands of years on this planet, under all kinds of despotic regimes. And, well, human beings are not like cockroaches, but they're just as hard to eradicate. Boy, what an analogy, huh? So we'll have Jerry Gudetti coming up. And then second hour, some new information from my good friend Carl Schwartz, the author of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. He will be joining us in the second hour. And let me get this slip of paper out here. Starting on April 3rd, folks, that's right, it's time for another frequency change. The first hour will remain 12160, as always. But the second hour, we're changing from 99.85 to 74.65. All right, so that happens on the 3rd. So you tune in the 3rd, and don't be confused, okay? I must be the trash bin boy for WWCR, because at the end of that 12160, the first hour of my show, 4 o'clock Central, 5 Eastern, they play this little tag saying that they're shutting that transmitter down and going to 5070. Ignore that, okay? For you fine folks that listen to the program on shortwave, ignore that. Second hour is not going to 5070. It is going to 7465 on April 3rd. That would have been April 1st. I would have thought this is a April Fool's. But the program has been in that time slot for a number of years, and we'll put the listeners through a little bit of fine-tuning out there to make the best reception possible. That's what we're all after. Return right after this break.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me this afternoon Jerry Gudetti from the ARC Institute. And this is the fine lady that is sponsoring on this network. And what we normally talk about is her non-hybrid, non-GMO, chemically untreated vegetables and herb seeds. That's because, why is this important? Because the agri conglomerates out there are making seeds that, well, they don't germinate. That's right. One of their ears of corn. You can't take a kernel of corn, stuff it on a piece of ground, water it, and have it grow. It just doesn't work. That's why it's important, folks. These non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds, genetically modified seeds, are going to be a thing of the past. I have online with me Jerry Gudetti. Hello, Jerry. How you doing?
Hello, John. I'm doing great.
Well, good. So you don't have the bird flu.
I don't have the bird flu, and I'll tell you what, preparedness is a good idea with respect to the bird flu, but you're absolutely correct. I heard some of your introductory remarks, and all of us get really tired of that high anxiety state that comes from being warned about this and that.
It's killing me.
It's killing me, too. I'm tired of worrying about it, and as you know, and you were just talking about the ARC Institute and our non-hybrid seeds, we do focus on the food supply, global food supply issues. That is our business. However, bird flu feeds into that so importantly, because it's obviously going to, and it is already affecting the food supply, the global food supply. And why is that so important? Well, you say we don't have to eat chicken, and so what? They're killing all the chickens in Asia and so on. But we're all interlinked. We import a ton of chicken products from Asia. That's unfortunate, but we do.
Yeah, what we don't get from Tyson, we get offshore.
Right. You know, those chicken feet came in, when was it? 2 weeks ago. Chicken feet came in, and they went to Cleveland, Ohio. And then they were shipped out to 16 stores from Cleveland, Ohio. And they came from Asia because it's a delicacy from Asia.
I was just going to say, Jerry, chicken feet?
Yes.
It's a delicacy.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a lot of Asians in our population now who you know, bring their own native foods into this country, as so many of us do who come from Europe and so on. We want to eat like our grandparents ate and so on, and you do have these family traditions and you bring them in. So a big alert went out for bird flu, and they confiscated all of these chicken feet and found out which grocery stores they went to and so on. But this is how these things can get started here in the United States very easily. And the other reason we look at bird flu here at the Ark Institute is because you have to keep in mind that when it hits any country, and we've had several instances in the past 2 years here in the United States, not the H5N1, but other less pathogenic strains. We had them in Canada, and we already killed off millions of birds, millions of chickens, in an attempt to eradicate it quickly. And we managed to do it here in the United States last year and the year before. And in Canada, they did. I can't even begin to tell you. I think it was something like 15.1 million chickens alone just in Canada. Well, that affects our local chicken supply, but it also affects the production of eggs, as you can imagine. Now, the interesting thing here is the chicken and the egg conundrum. Which came first? Well, if you kill off the chickens in order to control the epidemic, we're not going to be having all the eggs. If we don't have the eggs, guess where vaccines are produced? They're produced in chicken eggs. And we're knocking off hundreds of millions of chickens globally right now.
Well, as fast as the little critters. I mean, we're not talking about an elephant that to come to sexual maturity and then gestation period. We're not talking about years here. You can grow a chicken pretty fast from an egg.
Yes.
So that's a good part.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But you need the eggs to do it. And if you're killing off the chickens and laying the eggs, you know, obviously we're going to have a bit of a shortage problem if that comes to be. But the other thing is in, let's say, Great Britain, UK, Australia, they're all preparing for bird flu on their shores. Go on to Google, for example, or another search engine, and plug in bird flu, United Kingdom, bird flu, Australia, and you will see that they are bringing it to their parliaments. They are discussing the likelihood of 25% of their populations infected. The current form of the virus has a 70 to 76% death rate. We hope that changes as the things mutate and go into humans further, and that's already happening. It's now in North Korea, so these countries are preparing. In China, they are preparing for not only the advent of it coming across their borders, but they're also preparing for, and this is what's so important in our minds here, they're preparing for the delivery of food to their populace, preventing people from coming into stores and marketplaces to pick up food. They're looking at bringing it out into communities in trucks or whatever, safe food to distribute. They're already planning for the economic breakdown and for the quarantine of the population to stop the pandemic in its tracks. And I'm looking at the Department of Health and Human Services website, just looking at their new draft. You can see it online yourself, of the plans here in the United States. And this was written in 2004, and it's still listed there as a draft. But some of the plans that must be put into effect are those kinds of quarantines that are going to prevent it from spreading rapidly throughout the United States. They're talking here on their website about up to 200 million persons infected. And this is our own government talking here. Up to 200 million persons infected. Now, We have, what, 290 million people in the United States now?
If you count the illegals, probably over 300,
yeah, right, 300
million plus. Yeah.
Yeah, right, at least. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at 38 million to 89 million being clinically ill. Where they get a number, 314,000 hospitalized and only 89 to 207,000 deaths.
Well, and these, and Jerry, these sound like exaggerated numbers, but let me give you an example here. Robin Hennig was doing some research. He was with the Washington Post at the time back in 98.
Right.
And he wrote, he said, the last devastating influenza pandemic occurred in the winter of 1918-19. That pandemic, he said, refers to a higher than expected rate of disease occurring on several continents at once.
Right.
As opposed to epidemic where the excess disease is confined to a particular area. In October of 1918 alone, the Spanish flu in America killed 196,000 people. Almost twice as many in a single month, he writes, as died of AIDS during the first 10 years. Now, he says worldwide, before the dreadful winter was over, 2 billion people around the world had come down with the influenza. Mm-hmm. An estimated 20 to 40 million people died.
Right.
That's right up there with smallpox, Black Death of the 14th century.
The plague. The plague is the closest one, the Black Death. And as a matter of fact, if we were to have today anything, and that was an H1N1, by the way, influenza type. If we were to have something like that today, we would kill off most of the human population on the earth. Now, you and I sit there and shudder and say, okay, here we go again. We're trying to scare the pants off people. Not really, John. What we're looking at here is something that is far more devastating today than that 1918 to 19 pandemic. That bug was considered only killing 1 to 2% of the global population. Today's in Asia is killing 70 to 76%. So take that and extrapolate that with today's global population. What is it, 6.1 billion people?
Mm-hmm.
And take 70%, the low figure of that. You're talking, what, about 4 billion people dead? Well, society as you know it wouldn't even exist anymore. So I would say, okay, let's think positive thoughts here and say, what can we do to prevent this from happening? Because it sure as heck looks like it's happening, just as you said earlier in this program. We've been warned in 97, 98, 99, 2000. Each year it has been getting worse. Right now we have it through 10 Asian countries. We have 11 known clusters that appear to have spread from person to person now within families, not from bird to person, but person to person, and that's what you need to have a true pandemic. So if it's coming, what can we do? We can prepare our families, ourselves, our thinking to accept the fact that we're willing to quarantine ourselves, our families, away from other human contact until this passes. And by the way, it occurs in waves. The first wave will come and it'll infect and kill off a lot of people. But then there's a second wave, often worse than the first one, that comes weeks to months afterwards. We have it now in Asia. You made a very good point. We're heading into spring. Why are we thinking about this? Because we know that it'll kind of regress a little during summertime, but then watch out for September, October.
Well, and I was looking at the CDC website.
Yes.
And the question that was on the Q&A here, what is the avian influenza? They said that the bird flu is an infection caused by avian influenza, bird flu viruses. These flu viruses occur naturally among birds. Wild birds worldwide carry the virus in their intestines, but usually do not. People don't get sick from them. However, they say, bird flu is very contagious among birds. It can make some domesticated birds, including chickens, ducks, and turkeys, very sick and kill them. Now, they go on to say, do bird flu viruses infect humans? They say that the bird flu viruses do not usually infect humans, but several cases of human infection with bird flu viruses have occurred since 1997. It seems to me, and then they go into the different proteins, and that's the different types, the NA types or the
HA.
They go into all the different types, but looking at their website, just a few people have died from it.
Right, and that's because the website is not up to date. If you go and look at their later material, you will see that they're admitting that there are 47 deaths known right now in Asia.
Boy, the wheels of bureaucracy turn mighty slowly,
especially when we're doing
body counts. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with Jerry Gudetti. We'll be right back.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Your website is www. People have been getting on me, Jerry, for saying www, but it's the World Wide Web. ArcInstitute.com. Everybody says, well, John, everybody knows it's www. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an old-fashioned guy.
ARC, by the way, John, is A-R-K. For some reason, people want to throw a C in there. It's A-R-K. We're a botanical Noah's Ark.
Well, and that just shows you how rooted in biblical anything people are.
Yeah.
It's like an arc welder to them. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, now, the key facts about this avian influenza, you were starting to talk about the different subtypes, and
right.
you get 9 different subtypes under that.
Right.
Explain that.
Sure. You've got 2 protein types on the outsides of these viruses. One are the hemagglutinin proteins, and the other is the neuraminidase proteins, and these help them with infectivity, help them to infect organisms. There are 16, and folks with pencil and paper, this is real interesting to do. There are 16 H's or HAs, hemagglutinins, 16 different types possible. And there are 9 different types of NAs or neuraminidase proteins possible. Each one of these viruses gets an H and an N. Okay, so write down, for example, H1, and then combine it with N1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 all the way up to N9. So just in changing the neuraminidase selection, Using H1, you've got 9 different subtypes possible. Now do it with H2. You have 9 different subtypes possible. H3, the same thing. When you multiply those all together, you realize why this is such a complex thing. Well, it turns out when we get infected with normal influenza A, and bird flu is influenza A, when we get infected with flu ourselves, if we also get co-infected with influenza, with avian influenza when it comes, and it'll be carried on our dogs and cats, they get it too, by the way. Okay, we could easily get this virus inside at the same time we're down with flu. Well, the viruses can actually reassort or exchange genes, change genes between the two of them. And there are some folks who even believe that the individual H genes or N genes will change within themselves, so that there's a genetic change that occurs, creating a whole new novel gene. Why is it impossible to make vaccines quickly? For just that reason. Because you don't know what kind of beast you're going to be looking at. So we can look at H5N1, but there are even strains of those, probably because of this recombination phenomenon.
And then, by the way, that was, to interject here, that was the H5N1 virus that was found in South Africa back in 1961.
Yes. And you see, John, this thing, I mean, lots of people believe that this is a conspiracy. They're trying to bump off the world and all of that. Okay, I'm not going to argue any of that. Here is fact. Fact is, it's here. It's the worst one we have seen since 1918-19. The world is way more populated. We now have air travel. We are shipping food across borders all over the place, on continents and across continents.
People, birds, everything.
Everything. Absolutely everything. And the birds are flying around with it. It's carried naturally in the duck and goose population. We've even had a bunch of geese drop dead here in Oregon that they're still trying to figure out what they died of. And I'm kind of holding my breath, waiting to find out what they've died of. But at any rate, it isn't a matter of if. It's not a conspiracy that folks are trying to get you scared or whatever. It is a matter only of when. And this has been going on since man inhabited the earth. Since creation, there have been pandemics that have wiped out large portions of populations, even most of population, like the Black Plague. Now, can evil people take this and use this against one another? Absolutely. They did it in medieval time. People with the Black Plague, they would take that body who had just died, they'd put it on some kind of a catapult, and they'd shoot that body into behind a fort and take over the fort because they were susceptible to the illness.
Well,
so they were using terrorism.
You got some looks here when you said hurling bodies on catapults.
They did exactly that. As a matter of fact, you go back and you look in your history books, you'll find even pictures of them doing that from sketches that existed at the time.
I don't know which is worse, the avian flu or human beings.
That's bioterrorism. I mean, you know, they learned how to use it. Could they learn how to use it again today? Well, they already know. So all you have to do is put one sick person on a plane or whatever and send them over. So, again, here at the ARC Institute, we're concerned about food supplies. So you say, okay, what's going to happen? Well, I'm asking folks to think about, do the dominoes thinking. What are the effects going to be on the economy? What is it going to be on the population and our structure in general? It's like thinking about the computer problems. If computers all went down, we would starve to death. Absolutely. Well, I have news for you. If something like this came through intact at 70% death rate, we have no society as we know it today. And all of us are dependent on getting into cars and going places to get the things we need. What happens when you don't have people on the oil rigs and you don't have, say, 50% of the people on the farms and you don't have 50% of the people canning things in factories? Well, if you read Department of Health and Human Services site, you can see that they have begun to contemplate this. They've begun to contemplate what parts of the population are going to be most susceptible. And first, most susceptible are going to be doctors and nurses and healthcare workers.
Well, I'm thinking about these poor illegals down here in McDonald's land in Texas that serving up them chicken nuggets.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, we'll take the break. We got a long segment coming up. My guest today, Jerry Gudetti, a very well-rounded person, a person that knows a lot about a lot of things, and we'll talk further with her and come right back after the short break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're back with Jerry Gudetti. You want to take some calls, Jerry?
Oh, I'd be happy to, John.
Okay, well, let me throw out the 800 number, 800-313-9443, if you have any questions about the topic that we're talking about today, and that is bird flu. And let us not forget, Jerry Gudetti is a sponsor on this network, and she is the Ark Institute. She is the number one person in the entire country with the non-hybrid, non-GMO, these chemically untreated. Okay, folks, when you go to the seed store and you see the nice little pictures and whatever else, you don't even know how those seeds are treated. I mean, you just don't know. What we're talking about here is survival. Everybody eats. It's garden time, folks. Up north, it's almost 60 degrees up there in Michigan. So they're going to be planting up there pretty soon. But you better start thinking about in the future. What if everything goes to Hades in a handbasket? How are you going to survive? Are you going to start your own garden with the non-hybrid seeds? Guess what you get off of that garden's harvest? That's right, you get more seeds. You can can your stuff. You can freeze your stuff. You can do a lot of things. You can be eating healthy stuff. And there's a big push in this country, folks, for organic foods. But again, you don't know the process or the claims just because there's a claim on a label someplace. You really don't know. Well, this way you can control your own food destiny, if you will, and you can grow your own foods. You can can them, you can preserve them, you can put them up. You can eat all winter off of that healthy food that you yourself planted, so you know what's happened to it. And then the bonus is that you get those non-hybrid seeds year after year after year. And Jerry, if you buy your non-hybrid seeds, you can actually freeze these, correct?
Absolutely. You can freeze the seeds. You can only use a few each season. They're a good 30, 40 years in the freezer. We recommend that you rotate out a few each year, a few varieties each year to grow so you expose them to the current fungus, the current bacteria that are in the environment. So they keep evolving, too, into stronger and stronger seed. But by all means, save these seeds, multiply them, and give some away, because the reality, John, is there are attacks on the food supply from so many directions right now, from weather extremes, the Terminator gene, the Verminator gene, Trader technology, you name it. You're losing your ability, whether folks realize it or not, you're losing your ability, your right, your God-given right, to grow your own food, to feed yourself. And when the next pandemic happens, this year, next year, the year after, when it happens, you need to be able to take care of yourself and your family, because the worst case scenario can indeed happen. If the medical system is down, we're no better than they were in 1918-19. In fact, maybe worse, because we're more dependent.
Well, and there are higher concentrations of people in the cities. Well, let me give folks the idea of what seeds. I mean, we're talking scallions, head lettuce, crystal head lettuce, yellow sweet Spanish onions,
right.
Calabrese broccoli, spring broccoli, Waltham broccoli, butterhead lettuce, ruby red salad bowl lettuce, summer lettuce, carrots, early carrots, late carrots, echinacea you can grow, basil, all kinds of herbs, green cabbages, red cabbages, dark flat leafy Italian parsleys, giant spinach, dwarf gray sugar snow peas, strawberry popcorn, melons, cantaloupes, zucchini squash, snap peas, butternut winter squash. You've got the whole gamut here.
We've balanced it. You see, John, we've never really believed in trying to help folks do this without giving them our whole collection. And we alternate our collections every year. We have different members of that collection, but each collection has the same thing in common, and that is it is completely balanced for 100% survival. If you grow it, multiply it. We even have wheat in there that you can multiply yourself so that you can grow your own grains, as well as the peas and beans that provide protein. You can grow your beans, for example, your bush beans or pole beans, and you can grow them all the way to seed. You can save some of those seed for growing again, but you can save some of them for growing, cooking in beans.
Well,
those are bean seeds.
And you also, Jerry, I mean, you can engineer seed packages. I mean, there's different climates. I mean, just for instance, like a romaine lettuce, you have the Cimarron variety.
Yeah.
They call it the little leprechaun.
Yeah.
This is great for high heat.
That's correct.
Areas. Now, high heat down here in Texas, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
It's about halfway to boiling.
Yes.
So I would consider that high heat, and these were specifically chosen because of their high heat resistance, and
right.
They even look nice.
Right.
They look good.
Hey, they look cute. I think the Cimarron, as I recall, I've grown them before. They're from the 1800s,
right.
And that old variety. Thomas Jefferson grew them in his garden. I have a love affair with these old varieties. I'm very obsessed with them, and I collect them from all over the world, and I rotate them out of the freezer, and we multiply them, and we offer different ones at different times. But I have to tell you, just looking at the market in old varieties, non-hybrids, it is disappearing. Folks that used to grow one kind of corn for 30 years, they've stopped this year because demand just isn't there. So what do? You get a company that'll, one of the big companies that'll hop on the bandwagon and say, okay, we're going to have a little rack of heirloom varieties. Those heirloom varieties are running $3.50 a pack, $4 a pack. You can get catalogs full of these old varieties, and they're charging up to $6.25 a pack, a packet for something like 10 seeds, and you're saying, oh, my gosh, how are people going to feed themselves with this kind of money, investing this kind of money? Suppose you lose all 10 seeds.
I was just going to say, you're 10 seeds, you're hoping they all germinate?
Yeah, 10
seeds. Well, boy. Well,
so, yeah,
and that's the beauty of this because, you know.
They're very generous. These are very generous packets.
Yeah. And tell folks, and then we'll get into the bird flu thing, and we'll take some calls. Get into the different packages for our listeners here to RBN.
Sure. Sure. We have a 40-pack, and John's just about gone through all of those different varieties in that 40-pack. And then for folks who have smaller gardens or just have patios, we do have a 20-pack, and you can then choose to grow out maybe only four or five different varieties. You know, you can grow a tomato plant out on a patio, and you could get yourself 100 tomatoes out of that tomato plant, depending on the variety you choose to grow. You can grow things in paper bags, in plastic bags. You can grow them in bags of topsoil. You really can take care of yourself if you just use a little ingenuity. And at a time when seeds are disappearing that give you the right to feed yourself and the food supply is being threatened by several directions with bird flu, looking at foot and mouth, still one of the biggest threats. Read any of the bioterrorism websites, and you'll see that foot and mouth is still the largest threat considered for the United States, where all cloven hoofed animals would be killed in a matter of 6 weeks.
Okay, your prices on the Deluxe Family Food Security and Preservation Package, that includes the Ark Institute's new 40 variety, 100% non-hybrid seed packages, making and using dried foods, root cellaring, and also the USDA Complete Guide to Home Canning. Now, regularly, all this is $151.60 normally, but you get the entire package along with all that important information on a how-to for $140. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Self-Reliance Gardening, the Beginner's Package, and the seed sowing and saving, I mean, that in itself is worth it. The USDA Complete Guide to the Home Canning, how to grow more vegetables than you ever thought possible on less land than you can imagine. You get a bunch of different things with that. And it's a great starter kit. Normally that's $89.90. And you can buy that as a complete package for $80 delivered.
Right.
So we
right.
have some options here for folks out there. But please, I want you to hear me, folks. We have been about preparing folks for over a decade. And I don't care if it was gold and silver moving some of your assets into that, or if it's water purification or air purification or whatever it is. Now we're down to the food aspect of this, and we see what the agri groups are doing. They're contracting that entire market so they can control it. There's lawsuits flying around. We've talked about that issue before on this program. So, folks, I'm talking about not being dependent here. I'm talking about independence. And the nice thing about this is you can freeze these seeds, as Jerry explained. You can rotate them out of the freezer. You don't have to grow the everything the same year. You may want to change up, do different varieties. But, folks, we're talking about very little labor, okay, to do your own gardening. If you've never done a garden before and you don't think you have a green thumb, well, the information will walk you through it. It's almost foolproof, folks, and it's something you're going to have to reacquaint yourself with. I guarantee it.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just listening, and you were talking about the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was wondering, you know, why we were, you know, not talking about Schiavo. It's the top topic of the day. But the two are really related because they're establishing now that they can misdiagnose someone at a higher problem, you know, with health than they actually have, and therefore knock them off. And at the same time, they're introducing into us the danger of famine and disease.
Well, there's something else that they're doing with this, Mark. They're also, I was talking to a group of people about this today, that, they're concerned about the backlash from this. But what they're doing is demonstrating and conditioning people and telling them that this is the way of the future. More than anything else, this is their classroom antics here to teach the populace at large exactly what to expect in the future. And And for all the demonstrating and all the letter writing and the phone calling and all these politicians and everything else, what has come of it? They are telling you that this is the way that it's going to be, no ifs, ands, or buts.
That's right.
And I think that's an excellent point. You look at pandemic influenzas like this in the past, and they've swept through because we don't have medical care, and yet on the government's own websites, they're saying that they would not be able to handle folks going into the hospital, that it would be sequestering them, quarantining them, telling them, stay there. As a matter of fact, in Eugene, Oregon, in last week's newspaper, they came out and said that they would be putting medical personnel in their pandemic plan. They're getting ready here in Oregon. In their pandemic plan, they would be putting medical personnel in the parking lots, not allowing you into the hospital with the symptoms. They would have a separate building or area for folks with flu. Well, what happens? That's okay when you get 20 people arriving with horrendous symptoms. What happens when you get 200 or 2,000 in a city? Mm-hmm. The writing is on the wall. You're on your own. We saw it with the SARS epidemics.
Or even worse, we're going to have to try and keep the outbreak from spreading. So we have the precedent of Terry Schiavo.
Right.
So yeah. We're going to have to take everyone here that's over 101 and has had symptoms for more than 3 days or some other criteria. Everyone that we know about in that criteria, it's a weak criteria, but nonetheless to them it's a criteria that they'll designate. Everyone gets swept up and taken off.
Well, here's something else to think about, Mark. It's very interesting that we have been looking in Asia for only influenza-type symptoms when, in fact, we were losing children. Young children to a disease that was marked by diarrhea, vomiting, and then encephalitis. They went back and did blood tests on these dead children and found out, in fact, they had H5N1 avian influenza. Panic right now is sweeping through these areas because they're realizing that there are symptoms that they never even knew. And you're talking about Terry Schiavo and other people presenting symptoms. This is a pretty scary bug because we don't know for sure all of the symptoms they're going to present with, and you're saying that folks may decide to bump them off. Well, if avian influenza remains as powerful as it is right now, as effective, they're not going to have to.
They've had this in Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Japan, Laos, South Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Correct.
And by March of 2004, late 2003, early 2004. They killed off more than 100 million birds in these affected countries just to try to eradicate the disease. That's a lot of chickens, a lot of birds.
That's right. And that's what I'm extrapolating, you see, in the data that I'm looking at. I'm extrapolating how many birds will we have to be killing off. How is that going to impact whole industries? How is it going to impact the food supply? You say, okay, well, I'll just go eat beef. Well, what happens when 50%? Don't forget the government's own website says 200 million infected. What happens when you don't show up for work? Who's going to kill the cattle? Mm-hmm. Who's going to process the meat? Who's going to be running the freezing plants? You see, the kind of disruption, I mean, the CDC's own website says that the potential, if this hits our shores, the potential for impact on the economy of the United States is severe. And they're less inclined. You see, they always tend to downtone everything. For them to be saying now, the U.S. government, but and mind you, they're not blaring this over the radio or TV at you. You have to go on the website and you have to look and read. If they're using the word severe, and certainly the World Health Organization has been saying it now for months, and I've been looking at this for over 2 years, and it scares the poop out of me, I can tell you. I am very concerned about its impact on our entire populace here in the United States and, of course, abroad as well. But I am extremely concerned about people's preparedness for taking care of themselves in a quarantine, shut-down society. That's the only hope you have.
Anything else, Mark?
No, that was it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call. When you really think about it, I mean, we've had plagues, we've had diseases, we've had black plagues, we've had influenza. Most of this has been curtailed through better sanitation throughout these throughout the world. They're getting better at it. But,
right.
You know, it always seems to amaze me that even with the regular flu strains, the Hong Kong flu, whatever, it seems that the CDC or our government, anytime that there's a flu outbreak, they always have the wrong flu vaccine on hand.
It's very difficult to guess which one of those proteins on the shells of the viruses are going to be in the final mix. What we're doing right now in Baltimore, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we are testing on humans a seed vaccine, an avian influenza seed vaccine, and that is a vaccine that will serve as the so-called seed to then modify to become the final variety, and we won't know what kind of vaccine to produce until we start getting hit with it. We just don't know. We may guess wrong.
All right. And your order line, 800-255-1912.
Correct.
And the website, www.arkinstitute.com. I will repeat that after this short break, and we've got a short segment coming up, and we'll wrap up with Jerry Gudetti.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Deluxe Family Food Security and Preservation Package, folks, includes the Ark Institute's new 40-variety, 100% non-hybrid seed packages. That's regularly $79 plus 7 in shipping and handling. But hold on here. Making and using dried foods, regularly $14.95 and $4 shipping and handling. Root cellaring, you may want to consider this, regularly $14.95 plus $4 shipping and handling. The USDA Complete Guide to Home Canning, regularly $20 plus $5 for shipping and handling. You get all of this. The variety, the new variety of the 100% non-hybrid seed package is included with all that. Normally $151.60. You buy the complete thing, it's $140 delivered. That's right, free shipping. And then also the smaller package, the Food Self-Reliance Gardening Beginner's Package, seed sowing and saving. Important information, folks. You're not stupid out there. You've forgotten how to do this sort of thing. $20 plus $4 shipping and handling. The root cellaring, natural cold storage. That's normally $14.95 plus $4 shipping and handling. The complete guide to home canning, as I said, normally $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. How to grow more vegetables than you ever thought possible on less land than you could imagine. Regularly $16.95 plus $5 in shipping and handling. The whole thing, $89.90 is the normal price package on that. But if you buy it as a complete package, $80 delivered. That means free shipping to you. And that toll-free number, folks, and I want you to seriously consider this. If you've not done a garden and you've been wanting to do it, here's your chance with enough information to get you started and to make it a success for you. The one thing that people hate doing is doing something and failing at it. Well, we're going to give you the best shot at success with growing your own food once again. And, folks, minimum amount of time, you save a whole lot of money, you know exactly what's in the food that you're eating, and the seeds themselves, they can store up to 40 years in a freezer. And as Jerry said, you rotate those seeds. All this is going to be explained to you, folks, and we're going to make it as easy as falling off of a large zucchini or whatever, or a log.
I like that. I'll have to remember that thought.
I was trying to think of something that was log-shaped, and I guess a zucchini is the best one. 800-255-1912 is the number, and we appreciate the support that the ARC Institute and Jerry Gudetti has given the time and consideration of this network, folks. And this is the way we help sponsor things around here to keep the ball rolling. So it's a win-win-win situation, I would call.
I appreciate your letting us get the word out, John. This is very important stuff.
It is, and your endeavors on this. And we like to pick the best of the best out there, Jerry.
Thank you.
You know, for people, you know, everybody's got a product to sell. Everybody's got a service to sell. Everybody's got the new improved widget that's going to make your life simpler and easier. And everybody likes to sell the sizzle. Well, I like to deal with people that are good people that are concerned, that have something other than money on their minds.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that very much. Any parting shot for our listening audience, Jerry?
Well, I would just ask folks to consider passing this down to the next generation, too. The knowledge of how to do this, teach your children, teach them why it's important, and give things away. Do nice things for others. Teach them as well. Give some of your seed away. What a great gift. You'll never have to buy seed again in your life.
And just to hedge against the seed inflation that we see going.
No.
Ten seeds for over $6, huh? What a deal, huh?
Really?
Jerry, I appreciate it very much, my friend, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
Alrighty. And again, folks, that's 800-255-1912. Or go to the website. A lot of information on that website, arcinstitute.com. Don't forget the www. Sorry to the callers that are hanging online. Couldn't get to you. I wanted to finish up and get out all the information about the ARC Institute that we could, and we have done that. Next hour, my guest, Carl Schwartz, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, with some more bombastic, up-to-date information for you. Let's see what Carl's uncovered recently. We'll take the break. Short one, about a minute and a half, and we'll be right back with you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.